We're going to take just a brief amount of time, then we're going to split up into our groups so we can take some time to practice and prepare for the Take It Personally outreach. Luke chapter number 9. Luke number 9. We'll begin reading in verse 1. Then he, that is Jesus, called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, Take nothing for your journey, neither staves nor scrip, neither bread nor neither money, neither have 2 coats apiece. And whatsoever house ye enter into, there abide and thence depart. And whatsoever city will not receive you, when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Now, the beginning of chapter 10. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them 2 and 2 before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Therefore he said unto them, The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest field. Last week, the world population crossed the 7.4 billion mark. And population scientists tell us that if the current trend continues, the world population will hit its peak in the year 2050. The largest population that there will ever be on planet Earth, approximately 9 billion people. 2050 is not that far away, especially for those of us who are younger. Never before has there been a greater opportunity for reaching the world than there is today. And what we are beginning to do here at Crooked Creek Baptist Church through the Take It Personally outreach is we're beginning to play a major part in what God wants to do in our own Jerusalem. We've said there are 38,483 homes in the radius that we're targeting. Of those, we've already canvassed over 585. Possibly over 600. This week, Team W is going to be going out. They're going to be hitting another couple hundred houses, and we're going to break the 600 and maybe even the 700 mark. Well, where does that put us? We've had one person, two people, three people, I think, have visited because of the outreach so far. One person has been saved. And you know, we haven't even gone door to door yet. We haven't even knocked on anybody's door to give them the gospel. But simply through putting door hangers on doors, we've seen somebody come to Christ. There's a long way to go. We've got 2 years that we've set as the goal to reach that 38,000 number. But it's something that we can do together as a church. And I want to draw your attention to something that is interesting that happens here in the book of Luke that is really the answer to how we can not only canvass every one of those almost 40,000 homes in 2 years, but how within the next 4 or 5 years we can talk with every single household and lead many people to Christ. And it's very simple. You notice in chapter 9, in verse 1, Jesus calls the 12 disciples together. And he sends them out and he tells them, go into the villages, the towns of Galilee and of Judea, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Then when we reach the beginning of chapter 10, verse 1, he says he appointed other 70 also. You notice he uses that word other. So the original 12, the 12 disciples are not part of that group of 70. I want us to do a little bit of math here, not too much, just some basic math. If he sent them out 2 by 2, the first group of 12, how many groups did he send? He sent 6 groups. What is 70 divided by 6 approximately? 11 to 12. So what did each of those pairs of disciples do when they went out? They multiplied. They made another group of 12. So the 12 went out 2 by 2, and each pair of them made another group of 12. Not another group of 100, not another group of 2,000. It wasn't anything that appeared spectacular on the surface. But that was Jesus' model. Here's a small group. They're practicing together, working together, being taught together, and then they go out in pairs. And what they do is they don't create a big crowd and they don't do a big program. What they do is they simply find 12 other men, 12 other people that they can lead in the same way, teach in the same way that Jesus has been teaching them. So they go out, they win these other 12 to Christ, they win them to the gospel, and then they begin to teach them so that in just a few months, it's a time period here, just a couple months, these 70 are ready to go out without the 12. That's pretty impressive. And it's really about what Jesus did is he taught those disciples to go out and find other people they could bring along with them, teach them, mentor them, and prepare them to do the work of the ministry. So that's our strategy here. Our strategy is to take everyone in this church and bring each person up to where we would be, if you will, one of the 12 going out. And as we do that, then we are going to go out and we're going to bring people in. Not just to bring them into the church, into church membership, not just to see them saved, but to teach them to do the same things. The result is multiplication. Not just a multiplication of people in the church, but a multiplication of people who are ready and willing to serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all that they have. So that's really what Take It Personally is all about. And that's the strategy given to us by Jesus. Now we're going to divide up into our groups, and we're going to be practicing tonight. We want to try to practice our 30-second testimonies again, which is what I was before I met Jesus, how I met Jesus, and what Jesus did for me. We also would like to take the opportunity to practice some door-knocking skills. So, team leaders, if you could find some way to set that up, run through it. Introduce, come up to a door, practice knocking, and then introduce yourself to the person on the other side and just begin telling them about who you are and why we're here. I'm David. I'm from Crooked Creek Baptist Church, and we are in your neighborhood today to tell people about Jesus. Or we could say, I'm David, and I'm here to ask just a simple question. Has anybody ever explained the gospel to you? So we want to practice that. And then team leaders also have a series of statements that sometimes you'll hear when you go out door to door, or you just meet somebody and you talk to them about Jesus. And so there's also, hopefully we'll have time to have some group discussion as well about what verses from Scripture you can go to in order to answer those questions and deal with those things. So Team G will be in the Member Center. We'll have our meeting back in the Fellowship Hall, as they have been with Brother Mark. Team O will meet up here on this, the left front side of the auditorium. And then W will be down in the Teen Sunday School class. So let's go ahead and divide up and spend our time effectively.